have to present to our next poet. I can't compete with Greg, but I have to read this. Gregory Bem grew up in southern Maine before moving to Rhode Island, where he attended Roger Williams University studying writing, literature, and sociology. He currently lives in downtown Philadelphia, where he's involved with the Poetic Arts Performance Project and the New Philadelphia Poets as well. He works for City Year, and most recently his work has been published in Otolith's Concise and Never on Time Journal. So please welcome to our poetic terrorist, arsonist, and today's MC, Mr. Greg Bem.
Those halls of justice keep a lookout for weekends where you think you haven't done anything and have done enough all at once. No image. Your last best friend recently deceased. It could be that all this is imprisonment while it aligns to form its message that it's coming home from battlefields. The planes being sexed up by torn shrubs and powdered footprints to greet you with a bear hug. The Vietnamese living room. But I wasn't talking about scratching those scabs, you said. Then I said something negligible, but okay. Well. But I wasn't talking about scab scratching at all. Sometimes our situations belong in the last aisle. 15. 16 in a super. If you had to scratch some part of your body. Learning about post-humans. Our simulated lives are the last years of mankind, and no one can focus. See my tagged pages in undergrad for more lesser information. The marketeer. Blame the failure of marketing on internet knowledge. That gun in your mouth, shining shoes, and no cash. Each corner you hustle after is a bigger mouth for a small gun. Caloric rain. Mouth stuffed. Today I stumbled out of a numbing spirit. Belly rumbles and peppered ham on Bagot. Glass-jarred orange juice, without pulp or menace. Twin pick crunch. Mayo, mustard. Hot and sweet peppers. Cheese and oil. Spices. Philadelphia's deep clogs. The intake. Coffee today. Two packages of ramen. Oiled peanuts. Sprinkled ginger and chili. Half a bar of Belgian. A mild dark, 73%, chewy, rich encrusted cake. I did not because I knew. Inside Like Us, Part 1. The trees along the pavement bend much more here, like their designers. The gray is softer when touched. They might find it in the taxis. Part 2. The wind calms a little bit, but it is the dull nocturne that will fall like a blanket over the cities of America, home to such dreams. Bad luck. The guitar strummed so fast that the acrylic paint chipped off. My nails were car doors being sprayed. To wait for energy to bring sexuality. I didn't see a dead bird today, so I stepped on some ants. Closed, as always. And there are also unmelancholic train rides like this one, strange puzzle pieces overflowing from the most open of minds. A screech lets loose like a feline throughout the cars. I sit stunned hearing your male friend speaking. He is much larger than you, telling you to get off there, where you will wait, he says. Then take that bus and go straight home, where you will wait, he says. He will arrive when he must to pound himself into you again. A shapeless form, the grotesque puzzles exist. Temporary transport. And this final one is some cut-ups from October. It's cell phone cut-ups. It's called October is Just Like This. And it features, get ready for it, Jeffrey Brennan, Eugene Vainberg, Jasmine Costello, Adam Mayora, Steven Silverman, Sarah Hetty, and a miraculous young gentleman who works at the Philadelphia International Airport, Mr. Rob Giddings. I feel like the year is going dead again, brutalizing. I've decided the bookmark of kittens provides the most Beckett-esque syllogism. One, to move the bowels. Two, to use the towels. My hiding spot is like Anne Frank's house. I just had a dream, by the way. It involved strange animals in my living room while my mom was sleeping. Your anus is Martin Sheen's leftover apocalypse sperm on Marlon Brando's skeleton. Mandy has a great face, like a personified Disney character rehumanized. Fuck, you shitberg. Go suck Bjork dick, you Poe Jazz Starbuck. This is going to be worse than the time someone vomited into my mouth during a beer fest. What was he trying to compensate for with the cuffs, hiding slits under those sleeves? I have mirrors in men's rooms, the Winston Churchill of self-talkers on this train. That new babe brand is like some sort of muddled post-Mormon, sharp Aryan but matte tones. Hope it's raining on you too. George just taught me about femtoseconds. Theoretical micro things are what we will crush the postmodern with. If only I didn't drink like this. I holler when I'm leaving this luxury paradise of Ritz and pillow mints. The same non-rain music, the same blue sun words, the giving sway of my college computer, and last night's dream of a ferry across ice. Sexless. New Villager has a good sound. Car commercial sound. Got asked to Springsteen at the Spectrum tonight by a guy twice my age. He had his eye on the big white dragon. People here like to yell during songs, raise drinks rhythmically, and take flash pictures. It feels like a wedding. Just did yoga on a mini grass plot in the middle of the ghetto and played with the neighborhood hoodlums. Then Nicole got offered spaghetti as a pickup line. Wish I could turn myself into something drinkable, something to be centrifuged. This place needs a jet rock. This is one of those days where the main character smokes weed in bed all day watching Trigun. Rain coming your way, Burger King. My past is here. Come save me. Tell the woman we forgot about them. You can form a whole cosmology with four circles. Ancient lesbian singing an Ethel Merman version of Stairway to Heaven. It's nice to sleep next to women. What the fuck is the Liberty Bell anyway? Love the unintelligible graffiti in Skinner's bathroom. And that's a bar on the Second Street. Rained awake. Dreamt of ex-lovers and me chewing and painting away the room we were in. Socialist transit cops love Cat Stevens. Some hideous resin statue. Narcotic homecoming. Disrid dad. Do you think I will lose all my friends if I am a 9/11 survivor for Halloween? All you need to do is pour flour over yourself. Stop yelling at me, you guys. Dyke parties are great.